非常好吃，谢谢在座的参与今天做饭的啊，非常好吃，虽然我没有吃全部的。
Very good. So, thank you and welcome to all. I don't know that we have any special announcements today.
今天我不知道有没有特别的通知。
We're just happy to carry on studying the Bible and to learn the great truths of God. So nice to see everyone here today.
非常高兴看见大家都能来，我们继续学习神的真理。
Any suggestion? Is there anybody have an announcement for us today? Some are in China. Others are going to China.My counsel is, if you go to China, make sure you come back.
知道可能过一阵慢慢陆陆续续大家会回中国啊，我给大家建议呢，去了就记得回来啊。
Very, very good. Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
And then we'll get into our study.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are such a good and bountiful God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是如此的好，如此丰富的一位神。
And you have given us many, many things, Lord. We thank you for everything you've given.
主啊，你给了我们很多很多的美好的东西，我们要为这一切献上感恩。
Sometimes we sing the little chorus that says, "For health and strength and daily food." We give thee thanks, O Lord.
主啊，我们有的时候唱的一首圣诗说，因为我们的健康，我们的力量，我每日的粮食，您都赐给我们。
And Lord, that's what we give thanks for today.
这就是我们今天要感恩的。
But we thank you especially for the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ of which it teaches.
我们要特别的为神的话，也为耶稣基督他教导我们，也献上感恩。
And so, Lord, our prayer this afternoon is that we will learn more of your truth and more about Jesus.
今天下午的祷告是，求您帮助我们明白更多的耶稣，也更多的真理。
We pray for each one who is here today, Lord.
我们也为今天在座的每一位献上祈求。
We pray for those who are often with us and not able to be here today.
我们也为那经常来跟我们同在，但是今天没有能来的。献上祈求。
And Lord, we pray for each of those that we love.
我们也为我们那爱的每一位献上祈求。
There are so many, Lord, in our families, in our friendships that we love. We would long to see them trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
我们有很多我们家里的亲人和朋友，我们也盼望他们能够接受基督，成为他们的救主。
And so we pray, Lord, that you will teach us and then use us to teach them.
也求您教导我们，也用我们来帮助别人。
So guide us today. We look to you for help and blessing in Jesus' name.
也求您带领我们，也教导我们，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 All right. Well, the subject today is...Acts chapter 7.
今天的内容我们还是回到《使徒行传》的七章。
And we've been studying about this man Stephen.
我们一直在学习这个人叫斯提凡。
Interestingly, Acts chapter 7 is all Stephen's sermon.
那七章整个《使徒行传》七章呢，都是斯提凡的讲道。
And it's one of the longest sermons in the New Testament.
这很可能是新约里面最长的一个讲道了。
We read in the New Testament parts of many sermons.
我们在新约里面读到了很多不同的讲道的段落。
But rarely do we get as much of a sermon as we have here.
那我们没有碰到过有像整个《使徒行传》七章那么长的、那么完整的一个讲道。
So, I would like to go through the whole sermon word for word, but it's going to be a little difficult. So we're going to try to summarize his sermon.
我们也可以如果我们要一节一节的读呢，可能有些困难哈。 那我们尝试着把它总结出来。
And the summary of his sermon is found in verse 51.
那这个总结呢，是在五十一节上哈，七章的五十一节。
And so, someone can read that in Chinese, and then we'll read it together in English.
Only 51?
Just 51, yeah.
谁帮我们用中文读一下五十一节，然后我们再用英文读。
你们这因着谨信受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
And it says,
you
stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers, you always resist the Holy Spirit. All right. So that is a very, very strong denunciation.
那这是一个非常非常强的宣称啊。
Usually when you go to hear a sermon, you want to hear people say how good you are.
你因为你常去一个听道的时候呢，你经常希望讲道的人说，哎呀，你真是一个好人。
Sometimes the sermon has to point out that maybe you're not as good as you thought you were.
那有的时候呢，传道人会让你感觉你好像不是像你想的那么好。
But this is a pretty hard-hitting sermon for a summary like that.
但是呢，五十一节这给出来的这样的一个宣称呢，可是非常难让人接受的。
The conclusion Stephen reaches is, you are just like your fathers, and your fathers always resisted the Holy Spirit.
五十一节其实就在说，你们就像你们的祖宗一样。你们的祖宗就是经常抗拒圣灵的。
So each of us then say, "Oh, I'd better be careful that I don't resist the Holy Spirit."
我每个人自己会说，哎呀，我最好不要是那抗拒圣灵的那一个。
The problem, of course, is that the Holy Spirit often says to us, "You must change."
问题是呢？圣灵经常带着我们，告诉我们呢，你要改变。
And we don't always like change, especially if we're told that what we did was wrong, and we've got to change so we can do what is right.
我们不是太喜欢改变，尤其是呢这样的改变，就是当我们知道我做错了，我需要往对的方向转的时候，这个是最难的。
It's very, very easy for us to say no.I don't want to change.
就是我们非常容易就说不，我不想改。
The Holy Spirit says to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you must be born again.
圣灵对尼哥底母说呢，你需要重生。
How big a change is being born again?
那重生这个改变是不是很大？
That's just about as big a change as you can get.
这可能是你能够得到最大的改变了。
Some people find it easier to change than other people.
有的人呢，可能比其他的人容易改变一些。
If you had two people, one was very, very rich and the other was very, very poor.
有两个人，假设一个呢非常非常的富有，另外一个非常的穷。
And the promise was for something better. Which one do you think would change fastest?
那这个应许呢，是给让两个人都给了，说给让他们变得更好，那你觉得哪一个会改变得快一点？
So the poor man says, well, what have I got to lose? Go ahead.
这个穷人会说呢，那我真的没什么可丢失的，我没什么可舍弃的。
And the rich man says, well, I don't know if I want to change. I'd have to give up.
然后呢，富人会说，哎呀，我这个改变会。好像我要舍弃东西多。
And so last time we learned about the beginning of this sermon where Stephen mentioned Abraham and he changed.
那上一次我们看到呢，斯蒂凡提到了亚伯拉罕。
Abraham saw the glory of God, and the verse that we read, verse 2 in this chapter, he saw the glory of God, and then he left Ur of the Chaldees And he went to follow God to go to a land he didn't even know.
那第七章的一节和二节哈，就二节斯蒂凡就二节和三节就讲到了亚伯拉罕，说亚伯拉罕呢看见了神的荣耀，他就离开他的本地和亲族，向到神给他预备的地。
And the amazing thing is that his wife went with him because she probably lived in a nicer house than you live in.
让我们更吃惊的是，他的妻子也愿意跟随他。因为他妻子可是住在一个也许比我们现在住的房子要好得多的地方。
And I think that she probably thought when she gets to the land that God is leading her to, she'll end up with a nicer house.
那也许呢，他会觉得，哎，那神带他去的那个新地方呢，他会有一个更漂亮的房子。
But she lived in a tent for the rest of her life.
但是他却在一个帐篷里啊，却住在帐篷里。住了他的余生了。
So that was probably hard for her.
这可能对他呢也是非常难的。
And the Lord Jesus says to us, I want you to trust me, I want you to follow me. Some things are going to be very easy, other things may be hard.
那耶稣对我们说呢，我希望你们信靠我，跟随我。有的时候呢，这样的信靠跟随会容易，有的时候呢，它会带来一些比较困难的境况。
But deep down inside of all of us is the problem. We resist change. We often resist even the change of the Holy Spirit of God.
所以，最大的麻烦其实在我们的内心的深处呢，其实我们是拒绝改变的，不喜欢改变。那甚至这种改变是因为圣灵带来的感动呢，我们也会拒绝。
So I thought maybe we could study two things today. What would encourage us to change, and what might discourage us from changing?
今天我们可能会一起来分享一下两个方面的事。一个呢，什么样的事情，什么样的因素会鼓励我们改变？另一个呢，是什么样的因素会让我们不愿意改变？
What would encourage us to follow the Holy Spirit of God, and what might discourage us?From following the Holy Spirit of God.
或者说呢，什么会鼓励我们去跟随圣灵的带领，或者另外一方面，什么会阻止我们去跟随？
So the sermon talks about three men primarily. The first man was Abraham.
那这篇的讲道呢，整个七章它其实讲了三个人了，一个是亚伯拉罕。
And last week we learned that Abraham followed God.Why did he follow God?
上周我们讲到他跟随神了，他为什么跟随神呢？
Verse 2.
See the glory.
He saw the glory of God.
因为他看见了神的荣耀，神的荣耀向他显现了。
Now many people are moved by that. They see what God is like, and they say, that's what I want.
有的人呢，当他见到神了以后，他会说：“哎呀，这就是我想要的。”
It's a wonderful thing to acknowledge the glory of God.
这是非常非常美好的事，因为他承认他接受神的荣耀。
It's so good, you say. Abraham said, "I'm going to respond to that."
亚伯拉罕呢？更美好更伟大的是说，那我要看见这荣耀，我要回应他。
And you will see the glory of God in many many ways.
你会在很多很多的方面呢来看见神的荣耀。
So last week we talked about the heavens, the stars, they declare the glory of God.
那我们上一周讲到呢，天上的万象呢，这些神的受造的宇宙，他自己就在述说神的荣耀。
We often see the glory of God in the world around us. We talked about the flowers and the beauty of God's creation that we enjoy every day.
那我每一天所欣赏的，神在地上所创造的万物呢，也同样证明了显明了神的荣耀。
The story is told of a man who went to Africa, and he started telling people about the Lord Jesus.
有一个人呢，他去非洲，他开始跟大家说，关于耶稣基督。
And so he went, he talked to these people. He said, "Is there anybody here who might be interested in this story?"
他就问大家呢，说有没有人对这个故事感兴趣呢？
And so they said to him, yeah, the man over there, that man who's up the tree, you go speak to him. I think he'll be interested in your story.
他说呢，那个人爬在树上那个，你去跟他说，他很可能对你的故事感兴趣。
So he went to him and he said to him, why are you up this tree?
他就跑上过去了，他说你为什么在树上呢？
He said, do you worship the trees?
你是不是在这个敬拜这棵树呢？
No, he said, I worship the God who made the trees. I just come up here to get away from all those other people so that I can worship the God who made the trees.
那个人在树上说呢，他不，我不是敬拜这棵树，我是敬拜造这棵树的神。我到树上来就是因为我想离开那些人，我好安静地坐在这里呢，敬拜这个神。
And the missionary told him about the Lord Jesus, and the man got saved.
然后呢，这个传道人呢，就跟他啊，跟这个在树上的人讲了关于耶稣基督的事，这个人就得救了。
All right, now when you go down further, the Stephen talks about a man whose name was Joseph.
然后接着又讲了另外一个人，这个人叫约瑟。
Verse 9. All right. All right. Let's read then verse 9 together. You go ahead and read verse 9.
先祖嫉妒约瑟，第九节，把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在。
All right. It says because
the
patriarchs were jealous of Joseph. They sold him as a slave into Egypt. That's far as we need to go. Just picking out the key line, there was a man by the name of Joseph. Do you remember his story?
你知道记得约瑟的故事对不对？
He was the 11th son of Jacob.
他是雅各的第十一个儿子。
He had 10 older brothers.
他有十个哥哥。
And the Bible says that Joseph was a very, very good boy.
圣经说呢，约瑟是一个非常非常好的孩子。
And his 10 older brothers were bad boys.
他的十个哥哥呢，却不怎么样。
That's a difficult problem.
那这是个很麻烦的事。
It was difficult for Joseph because I think his brothers made fun of him, laughed at him. They were not friendly to him.
因为对于约瑟来说，这样就意味着他十个哥哥一定经常嘲笑他，也不对他不是很友好。
And you all remember that ultimately, when he was with them way out in the field, they conspired against him. They sold him as a slave into Egypt.
那你们都知道这个故事呢？在后来因为他们的冲突呢，他十个哥哥在旷野的时候就密谋把他卖给了这个埃及，做了一个奴隶。
So what was different about Joseph than his brothers?
那约瑟和他的哥哥们有什么区别呢？
Joseph was good, they were bad.
约瑟好，他们很糟糕。
Joseph was a man ofWe would say sterling character, true character.
那约瑟是一个非常诚实、真诚的人，就他里面没有诡诈。
And therefore, his brothers should have followed him. They should have recognized the Holy Spirit in him. And because he was such an outstanding boy, they knew that. They should have said,We want to follow his God. We want to go the way Joseph goes.
所以按道理，那十个哥哥应该是跟随耶稣里，跟随这个约瑟里面的，神，因为他们知道约瑟里面是有圣灵的，他们也知道约瑟所做的事呢，都是出于圣灵的，都是圣洁，他们本该跟随约瑟以及约瑟的神。
But instead of that, they resisted him.
但相反的，他们却拒绝了。
They were prepared to kill him.
他们甚至一开始的预谋是要杀了他。
They just wanted to get rid of him. They didn't want him around. He was too good for them.
他们就是不希望约瑟在边上，因为约瑟对他们来说显得太好了。
Should they have followed him?
他们是不是本应该跟随他呢？
Of course.
当然。
You see, Abram saw the glory of God. We're not sure where or how. But they saw the glory of God in the life of their brother. And they should have said, I want to be like my brother. I'm going to follow God the same as my brother did.
那亚伯拉罕见到神的时候是什么样的，我们不能很清楚，但是这里呢，我们是非常清楚的，他这十个哥哥真的看见了神的荣耀，借着什么，就借着约瑟一生把神活出来的那个样式，他们按道理应该说呢，我要跟随我这个弟弟的神，我们也要活出一样的生命来。
So we should follow the Lord because of the glory of God that we see and because of the character that we see in the life of those who really do love and follow the Lord.
所以我们愿意希望我们需要跟随神呢，既是因为我们看见了神的荣耀，我们也看见了神在每一个紧密跟随他的人里面，他的生命里所活出来的那个样式。
All right. And then there's another man.
好，还有一个人。
And this other man that Stephen talks about is Moses.
那这个人呢，斯蒂凡提到的就叫摩西。
And the story of Moses is that his brothers, his brethren, the men of Egypt, they rejected Moses.
在摩西的时代呢，那他的那些
I'm not sure what I said, so you're going to have to ad lib.
You mean the Egypt brother or the Israelites?
It's all the Israelites.
Oh,
that's
Israelites,
right.
Okay.
All the Jewish people are the ones who rejected Moses.
Oh, okay, okay. 就他说的不是在那个埃及的那些埃及人啊，是在埃及的以色列的摩西的那些弟兄们啊，因为摩西是从小就被送到送到埃及皇宫里去的，所以那些以色列民的弟兄们呢拒绝摩西。
But the question is, why should they have followed Moses?
那问题是为什么他们要跟随摩西呢？
And I think there are two reasons why they should have followed Moses.
我猜呢有两个原因哈，他们需要应该去跟随摩西。
The first reason is because of the miracle of Moses' life.
第一呢，是因为摩西的生命啊，他活出来的那个神迹啊。
We've used the logic before. When you see a miracle, if you're beside the one who gets the miracle, what are you likely to say?
如果你看见一个神迹啊，那你坐在旁边，你会说什么？
You're probably going to say, me too, aren't you?
你会说，哎，我也想做。
When I was a little boy, if my friend got an ice cream cone,I would stand beside him and I'd say, me too.
就像我小的时候，我的朋友拿了一个特别好的冰激凌桶，那我也说，哎呀，我也要一个。
Okay, and we had the story of the lame man, and he couldn't walk.
这圣经里有个故事啊，有个人他是瘸子，他没法走路。
And one lame man gets healed, what's the man beside him say?
如果当中的一个人得医治了，你觉得另外旁边那个瘸子会怎么样？
Well, if he's got any sense, he says me too.
他说，哎，我也要得医治。
So here's the story of Moses' life.
那现在那个摩西的这个生命里的故事了。
When Moses, before Moses was born, the king of Egypt, who is called the Pharaoh, said, we don't want any more Jewish boys to be born.
那在摩西生下来之前呢，法老有个特别残酷的命令啊，说我们不想再看见犹太人生任何的孩子了。
So he said, all the babies who are born have got to be cast into the river and die.
所以他说，所有男孩生下来犹太人生的，一定要丢到尼罗河里去喂鳄鱼，要死了。
That's almost like an Egyptian abortion program, isn't it?
这就有点像当时的这个埃及堕胎法令了。
God wasn't very impressed with that program.
神肯定是不喜悦这样的计划。
God doesn't like abortion. God loves children.
神肯定不喜悦堕胎，神喜欢孩子。
After 3 months, Moses' mother said, I can't hide this boy anymore.
3个月以后呢, 那摩西的妈妈就说, 哎呀, 我就不能再把这个孩子藏着了。
So she said, I've got to put him in the river.
她说呢, 我要把他放到河里去了。
But she said, I think I'm going to put a basket under him so he doesn't sink.
所以她说, 那我要弄个篮子, 把他放在篮子里, 这样的话, 他不会沉下去。
I think she was pretty smart.
Amen.
我觉得她很聪明啊。
So here's this little baby in a little basket floating in the river, not floating away because he was tied to the weeds, the rushes that were growing in the river.
所以他把这个篮子呢，摩西放在里面，篮子放在水面上，然后呢，没有飘走，因为他在那个岸边那个芦苇里哈。
And at that time, the daughter of the wicked king who had made the decree all the Jewish boys are to die.
在那个时候呢，那个邪恶的埃及法老啊，他的女儿呢，啊，就这个法老下令把这个孩子们都杀了。他女儿来到河边了。
She comes by, and she hears the baby crying, and she loves him.
然后他来到，他听见了小孩哭啊，然后看见了以后，他就很喜欢这孩子。
And she says, I think I'm going to take him home.
然后她说呢，我要把这个孩子带回家。
And she probably said, I wonder what I'm going to say to my father when I take him home.
然后她说呢，我怎么跟我父亲说呢？我把他带回家了。
And she takes the baby home to her house, and the father who says all those babies must, says, oh, isn't this nice?
你想啊，他把这个孩子带回家。 然后呢，就是他的父亲说，他要把这个所有孩子都杀了的，他父亲居然也接受了。
Do you think that's a miracle?
这是不是个神迹啊？
Okay, that doesn't happen.
这正常不应该发生的。I
can understand people breaking the law.
我能理解，就是人会犯律法。But
this king makes the law, and he welcomes the little boy into his own house.
然后这就是这个王他下的这个命令啊。 完了以后，他自己又把这个孩子，本来是应该他杀死的孩子，他又接回他自己家了。
All right, you remember the rest of the story, don't you?
然后你们都记得这个故事的后半段。Moses'
older sister says to this princess, "Would you like someone to look after this child for you?"
然后摩西的姐姐哈，就跟这个公主说，埃及法老的女儿说，你要不要找一个人来帮你看这个孩子？
And of course, the princess, is so rich that she's too lazy to look after the child herself.
然后这个公主是也有钱也比较懒哈，她也不愿意自己看。
So she says, sure, we'd like someone. And so she hires the baby's mother and pays her money to look after her own child.
所以呢，她就用钱呢雇了这个摩西的母亲。 来看顾他自己的孩子。
Is that a miracle?
这是不是个神迹呢？
Okay, what would you do if you saw a miracle like that?
那如果你是旁边的人， 那你看见这样的神迹，你会怎么样？
Would you be persuaded to follow that God?
你会不会想要跟随这样的神呢？
But of course there was another amazing part of Moses' story.
还有一个很令人神奇的部分哈，关于摩西的故事。
And we had this trouble last week. We want to find the verse that talks about the 400 years. Here we are, verse number 6.
那第六节。
God spoke to Abraham in this way, "Your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years."
神说他的后裔必寄居外邦，那里的人要叫他们做奴仆，苦待他们400年。
What did God mean by that?
那神的意思是什么？
He said, after 400 years, I'm going to take you back to your own land.
他说400年之后，我把你们带回到你们自己的地里去。
So do you think the children of Israel could count?
你觉得是以色列的孩子们会不会数啊？数年呢？
Do you think they had a calendar?
他们有没有年历呢？
Do you think they could figure out 400 years?
他们能不能算得出四百年呢？
Sure. You got a calendar. Yeah, you can read 2018. What's that mean? We live in the year 2018.
我们也是有年历的，所以我们的2018，我们知道哦，原来是2018年。
Okay. So if God had made a promise,In the year 1618, that something was going to happen in 400 years, what would you do?
如果神做了这么样的一个应许，在1618年说的，说要400年之后会有一样事情会发生。
You'd mark your calendar and you'd say it's coming.
啊，然后你一定会在你的日历上记下来，对吧？然后你说会来，这个事情会来。
I was never very good at calendars when I was a boy.
我在小孩子的时候，我这个算日历算不清楚。
But I always knew when Christmas was coming.
但是我总是知道圣诞什么时候来啊。
Okay, and they were slaves, and God had said 400 years, and as they got close, they were probably looking.Where's how are we going to be delivered? When's this freedom going to come?
你想他们可是在那做奴隶，如果接近四百年的时候，他们一定会说，哎呀，这个我们怎么样可以得到自由啊？什么时候怎么成就？
So they should have been looking for a deliverer, shouldn't they?
所以他们是要一直等候那样的一位把他们带出去的人。
If you had been living in Moses' day.And you were looking for a deliverer. Do you think you might have put two and two together and said, maybe if God did this incredible miracle for Moses, His plan is that Moses be our deliverer?
如果你住在摩西的时代，然后你也听见了摩西这么神奇的一个神迹，然后你也知道神对以色列人的应许是要四百年快到了，你会不会把两件事情连起来？
So they should have known, just because of the miracles of God and of the prophecy of God, they should have known that they better follow Moses.
所以，只要他们是真的知道这个预言，那四百年的预言他们是知道，他们也知道，肯定完全都知道关于摩西这个神迹。很自然的一个结论就是他们会要需要跟随摩西。
All right, you remember what happened, don't you?
但是你也记得后面发生了什么。
Moses was 40 years old.
那时候摩西四十岁。
360 years before the 400 years was up. It was year 360. Moses was out with his people and he saw an Egyptian killing an Israelite.
在摩西四十岁的时候呢，离那个最后的四百年还剩四十年，那是第360年的时候。那摩西出去看望他的弟兄啊，就看见呢有这个有以色列有那个埃及人欺负这个以色列人，他就杀了那个埃及人。
That probably wasn't precisely accurate. He saw an Egyptian maltreating or being unfair to a Jewish man.
那应该是呢一个人受冤屈了，就是一个犹太人受了冤屈，那是一个埃及人在欺负他。
And so he actually killed the Egyptian because he was doing such very wrong.
然后他就摩西就杀了那个埃及人啊，因为那个埃及人做了很不好的事。
And the next day he saw two Jewish men fighting.
然后他第二天呢，看见两个犹太人自己在打架。
And he said to them, "Listen, your brothers, stop fighting."
他说你们是兄弟啊，你们为什么要打架呢？
And the guilty man says, let's read the verse.
我们读一下这节经文啊，那个有罪的那一个就说了。
Verse 27. But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, Who made you ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?So what happened? He killed the one man the first day, and somebody saw it, and he told everybody else. And everybody heard it. All the Jewish people heard it. And then the guilty man the next day accuses him.
所以那二十七和二十八节说，那西夫灵舍的把他推开说，谁立你做我们首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？所以你猜会发生什么呢？就在他头一天，摩西杀了那个埃及人之后呢，这件事情就在以色列人当中啊，就是很悄声的就传开了，一天就传到几乎每个人都知道了。然后第二天呢，两个以色列人在打架的时候，那个其实没有理的那一个呢，很快就用这个来指责这个摩西了啊，就说你凭什么做我的审判官，还像你要杀那个埃及人那样杀我呢？
What should the Jewish people have done?
那犹太人应该怎么做呢？
They should have said, listen, Moses is obviously the miraculous man.
他们会应该这么想，那摩西可是那个由着神迹而来的。
The time is close for our deliverance. God is probably going to use Moses.
那我们要到这最后的四百年的尾巴了，神很可能会用摩西的。
Number three, Moses is standing up for us against the Egyptians. Obviously, he's our deliverer.
那很明显的，摩西已经站起来抵挡埃及人了。那这是他们要等候的那个救他们的人了。
And they resisted him, and he had to flee the country.
但他们还是拒绝了摩西，以致摩西必须逃开。
How many people resisted him at that time?
多少人拒绝了他在那个时候？
Well, everybody who thought like the wicked man, probably many, many of the Israelites saw what was happening, and they were against Moses.
也许是很多很多的犹太人啊，他们。看见了所发生的事，他们还是拒绝了摩西。
Okay, four reasons why we shouldn't resist the Holy Spirit of God. Number one, He's the God of glory.
那四个原因哈，那为什么我们不要拒绝从神来的圣灵呢？第一，他是有我们有神的荣耀啊，看见了神的荣耀。
Number two, He's the God who imparts to men and women.Great character.
第二呢，他是给人，男人和女人啊，以很好的这个品格的，就是你会看见人身上显出了神的荣耀。
Number three, he's the God of miracles.
三呢，他是有神迹的神。
Number four, he's the God who fulfills prophecy.
那第四呢，他是呢完成他应许的，他预言的那位神。
Would that be enough to follow the Holy Spirit?
那是不是因此啊足够的原因啊去跟随圣灵呢？
Or would one resist the Holy Spirit who does all those marvelous things?
或者呢，一个人因着这个依然还拒绝圣灵呢？
All right. So in verse 51, Stephen says, "You're like your fathers." You all resist the Holy Spirit.
所以五十一节说，你们就像你们的父一样啊，你们的祖宗一样，你们都拒绝圣灵。
So let's go forward now to Stephen's day.
那我们来继续往前走，走到斯蒂凡的那个时代。
And let's try to figure out what the people did who Stephen was talking to.
那我们来看看呢，就斯蒂凡所对方说的那些话的人呢，那他们在做什么事？
When they saw Jesus and all the people he was speaking to had seen Jesus in the flesh.
所以这个时候呢，斯蒂凡说话的对方啊，就他对话的那些人呢，其实全都是见过耶稣基督的那群人。
When they saw Jesus, they should have recognized the glory of God.
如果你想一想，假设他们真的看见过耶稣啊，他们应按道理应该是认得出来。在他里面那神的荣耀的。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1. Verse 14.
十四节。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。
And verse 14.
一章十四节。
All right, and we'll read it in English. It says, the Word, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only
who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, if you watch Jesus, if it were your privilege to live there 2,000 years ago, and you just watched him, you just kept your eye on him every day for a week, what do you think you'd see?
如果你看了耶稣啊，我刚才读的是十四节，你有这样荣幸两千活在两千年前，你肉眼看见了耶稣，你会看见什么？
You'd see the glory of God, wouldn't you?
你会从他里面看见神的荣耀，一定的。
You'd say this is absolutely amazing.
你说这是特别特别。
There never was anyone like this.
没有什么人像他这样。
They sent the prison guards to take him captive and bring him to their Sanhedrin meeting.
啊，圣经说呢，那些卫兵啊，就把耶稣抓起来，抓到公会去。
So the soldiers went off to get him.
那士兵就跑去抓他。
And they came back to their bosses without him.
但他们回到那个工会老板那里呢，就说抓没带来。
And the bosses said, "Why didn't you bring him? We told you to go and get him. Bring him."
那些官长们就说，不是让你们去带他吗？你们怎么没有把他带来呢？
They said, "We can't do that."
他说我们不能这么做。
Nobody ever has spoken like that man.
他们说呢，没有人像他这么说话呀。
Those men could have been killed for that.
这些卫兵很可能因此而被杀了。
They just listened to the glory of God.
他们只是面对面，然后听见了神的荣耀。
We're told in this verse two things about Jesus, two things about the glory of God. What are they?
那我们在这节经文里被学到了两件事，关于神的荣耀是什么呢？
Number one is grace.
第一就是恩典。
It's absolutely amazing.
这是非常神奇。
Why should ever the God of heaven be gracious to you and to gracious to me?
你可以想象为什么呢？天上的神呢，他会对你有恩典，对我有恩典。
If Jesus Christ had won the Olympics, would he have got glory?
如果耶稣基督得着了奥运会冠军，他会不会得着他荣耀？
His name would be in the newspaper. He could run faster than anybody else. Ooh, big deal.
如果他今天能跑在比全世界任何人都跑得快的话呢，那他一定是上报纸的，是个很大一件事了。
What kind of glory did Jesus get?
但实际上耶稣得着的什么样的荣耀呢？
He was full of grace.
因为他这样的荣耀里满满都是恩典啊。
Nobody's ever been like that.
也没有人会像这样的一个荣耀。
What else do we know about the glory of God?
这样的荣耀里还有一个什么样的东西呢？
Jesus was full of truth.
那他里面满了都是真理啊。
And like no one else, he brought grace and truth together.
而且不像其他人，他能把恩典和真理放在一起。
The psalmist was overwhelmed by that.So he has a line. He said, "Mercy and truth have kissed each other."
那有一个诗篇的作者说呢，就是恩典和真理啊，它彼此接近啊，彼此接近。
Okay, that had never happened before. Truth is often rigid. Grace is.It's soft. That's a good one.
因为这个很难了，因为我们讲到真理的时候都是一个很深的形象，就是很严格但是讲到恩典的时候呢，它是很柔和你怎么把这两个捏起来？你怎么把两个放在一个里面呢？是很难想象的。
Should they have resisted Jesus?
他们是不是应该拒绝耶稣呢
？Should they have put him on the cross?
他们应不应该把他放在钉死在十字架上呢？不应该。
But Abraham saw the glory of God and he followed Jesus.
但是亚伯拉罕看见了神的荣耀，他跟随神了。
The Jewish boys in Jacob's family, those 10 brothers who sold Joseph, they sold Joseph in spite of his marvelous character.
然后那十个哥哥，约瑟的十个哥哥，他们卖约瑟，是因为他们看见了约瑟里面那荣耀的品格。
Was there ever anybody as good as Jesus?
有没有历史上一个像耶稣那么好的人呢？
He said to his accusers, those who wanted to kill him, he said, which one of you can convince me of any sin?
他对于那些控告他的人，那些想方设法要杀他的人说，你们哪一个能找出我的罪来呢？
Those men who wanted to kill him did everything in their power. They sent spies to look at him. All the time, the spies were there looking at him.
你要知道，那时候那些工会的官长们，他是不停地派各种的探子啊，去看，去盯着耶稣，那就找不到任何的瑕疵。
And they couldn't find a single thing against him.
找不到任何一件的事能够来控告他。
Joseph's brothers were guilty for rejecting Joseph because he was a good man.
约瑟的哥哥们是因为约瑟的是一个正直的人啊，那他们卖了约瑟，他们被是因此而显为有罪。
How much more guilty were these people Stephen was talking to, who killed the Lord Jesus Christ in spite of the fact that he hadn't done anything wrong? He never said a word that was wrong.
那回到斯蒂凡的时代，那这些人他们杀了耶稣，而耶稣却没有做任何不对的事，甚至连一个不该说的话也没有说过的。那这样的一个情形，那些钉死耶稣的人又该承担什么样的罪呢？
They rejected Moses.
他们拒绝了摩西。
They rejected Moses in spite of the fact that God had done many miracles for him and through him.
他们拒绝摩西，即便他们已经看见了神借着摩西所显出来的神迹。
Who was more a man of miraculous events, Moses or Jesus?
那谁是有更多的神迹呢？是摩西呢，还是耶稣呢？
Okay, we all say Jesus. Of course, Jesus.
当然是耶稣了。
How many miracles did he do?
那他做了多少的神迹呢？
Now, that's right. We can't count them.
我们都算不出来啊，显不出来。
Somebody has said that Elijah performed 8 miracles that are recorded for us in the Bible.
有的人说会数一下啊，在旧约的先知，有个叫先知叫以利亚的先知呢，他一共在旧约记载里做了8神迹。
But they said, they quoted the verse where Elisha said, I would like a double portion of the spirit of Elijah.
当以利亚被接走的时候呢，他的门徒以利沙呢，说呢，我你的灵啊，加倍的感动我。
So the Bible lists 16 miracles that Elisha performed.
然后圣经里也的确关于以利沙的神迹的记载呢，刚好就是16。
And so this particular student of the Bible went to count the number of miracles in the life of the Lord Jesus that are recorded for us.
那现在呢，这个学生呢，这个圣经的学生，他就开始，他数了以利亚的，数了以利沙的，他说我要来数一下耶稣的。
And you'll not be surprised when I tell you that the number is 32.
然后呢，你不会很意外哈，那他数完了以后呢，这个数字就是32。
Okay, it's true. Elijah was great.Elisha was great. What about Jesus?
然后你会知道以利亚非常伟大，以利亚是大先知，以利沙是两倍，那耶稣呢？
And so, Stephen points his finger at those people. He says, you all saw the Lord Jesus. Moses was rejected in spite of the miracles. Here is Jesus.Far more miracles, and you killed him. You rejected the God of miracles. You shouldn't have resisted. You should have responded.
那现在呢？斯蒂凡等于把手指头指向了那些听众哈。他说呢，摩西时代呢，那些犹太人拒绝了摩西，虽然看见了摩西的神迹啊。那今天有一个比摩西显出来神迹更多的，更能证明他是谁的。那你们依然拒绝他。
Daniel chapter 9. you might just want to turn to Daniel chapter 9, and I'll tell you this story.
但以理书九章啊，我来告诉大家一个故事。
The people who killed the Lord Jesus Christ were diligent Bible students.
那些杀了耶稣基督的人啊，其实都是非常勤奋的圣经学者啊，他们在当时可是对旧约圣经很熟的。但以理书九章是1448页。
Many of those who killed the Lord Jesus Christ, many of them were able to quote large portions of the Old Testament.
那很多杀耶稣的人呢，他们自己都能够引用大段的旧约圣经原文。
History tells us that some of them were probably able to quote perfectly every single word of the Old Testament.
甚至有的人呢，能够每一个词啊，就是圣经的每一个词，他都知道，就是他非常非常熟。
If you have a bad memory like me, well, you'd find that pretty hard to understand. But some of them had that kind of a memory.
那有的人就记忆力非常好了。So,
among other things, they would have studied the prophecy of Daniel in chapter 9.
那如果他们真的如此熟悉呢，他们应该记得但以理书九章的这个预言。
And I'm not going to take the time to expound this passage to you, but many Bible scholars have studied it in great detail.
那我就不跟大家详细解释这一段哈，因为很多的圣经学者呢已经仔细的把它解开了。
I've got a 200 or 300 page book at home, and it's all about the last verses of Daniel chapter 9.
然后呢，我在家里有一本写了两三百页的书啊，其实就都在写但以理书九章的最后一节啊。
And I'm going to read it to you.But you don't have to understand it all. It's somewhat complex, but let's read it.
然后给大家读呢，所以有可能有点复杂，但是我们一起来读。
So the Spirit of God is saying to Daniel, know and understand this. From the issuing, you can read with me. From the issuing, oh, I'm sorry. Daniel 9, verse 25.
25节, 25节
I apologize.
25节,
Daniel 9:25. This is what it says.
No,
no, and understand this. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem unto the anointed one, the ruler comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets.And a trench in times of trouble. All right. We're just going that far. This is a prophecy.
这是个预言。
And the prophecy is given to Daniel, who wants to know the future of his people.
那他这个预言是给了但以理，但以理是想知道他的国家的民众未来怎么样。
All of these people were looking forward to God's great deliverer who was called the Messiah or as it's referred to here the anointed one
所有的人都在等候这个叫受膏君、啊、受膏者就是神的救主神差来的救主
they were all looking forward to the deliverance of their people they wanted the Messiah to come
他们都在等候这个救赎主来啊
And here we are, there's a reference, there's going to be 69 weeks from the time that from the time it begins until the anointed one.
那从时间开始的就他们这里开始数的时候呢会有70个7的时间啊直到那个耶稣再来直到耶稣那个救赎主来。
Okay, and The Jewish people said, we can figure this out. They needed to find out what 77s were.
然后他们犹太的学者呢他们就应该把这个70个7要解出来。
Okay? And the context of prophecy makes it clear that 70 sevens is a period of 70 times 7 years.
那很明显的，这里他在讲的就是70×7年呢。
Okay, 70 times 7 years.
就七十乘以七，一共这么多年。
How long would 70 times 7 years?
这是多少年呢？
490 years.
那就是490年了。
When did it begin?
它从什么时候开始呢？
Verse 25 again.
25节。
No one understand this. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, that's when it began.
那从什么时候开始数呢？就是25节，这里讲得很清楚了。从出令重新建造耶路撒冷的时候开始数起，数490年。
Okay, the Bible tells us clearly in the book of Nehemiah precisely when that day was.
然后呢，从另外一卷书呢，就尼希米记里面呢，圣经讲得非常清楚，那一年哪一年耶路撒冷开始重建的。
So the Jewish people knew when that 490 years began.
所以犹太人呢，他真的他读这个圣经，他就知道那490年要数呢，头一年是哪一年，就是那一年是要开始建那个重建耶路撒冷，回归以后重建耶路撒冷。
When do you think the 490 years was over?
那什么时候490年结束呢？
Do you think that it just might have been around the time of Jesus Christ?
是不是490年结束的时候就要等候那个弥赛亚来了呢？
These Jewish people, where they studied their Bible, they knew what to look for. And when they got close to the end of that 490 years, they were saying, we're looking for the Messiah. We're looking for the one who's going to deliver us. We're looking for him. We're looking for him. And Jesus came and he did all the miracles and he had all the character and he had all the glory and he fulfilled the time of the prophecy. So they said, let's kill him.
所以你想这是很奇怪的啊，就是圣经讲得很清楚，旧约圣经，那从什么时候开始数啊，他们也知道那一年，他们也知道490年，然后呢快到490年了，他们应该怎么样？他们也等啊，就说还要来，要来，要来，来，这个我们的救赎主要来了。然后来了一个人，他做了很多神迹，他做了很多很多很好的事情啊。然后他们说，我们杀了他，非常奇怪。
The greatest student of this particular passage was the chief policeman in Great Britain.
有一个学这段圣经的一个很著名的圣经学者是英国的警察局长。
He was knighted, he was honored by the King of England for his most outstanding service in police work.
他在当警察的时候做得非常非常的出色啊，然后以至于这个国家就给他很高的荣耀。
He was a master of precise detail.In analyzing crime scenes.
所以他是一个应该是个硕士，或者他非常擅长去很精确的找出这个犯罪的这些细节啊。
He said that the time when this prophecy was fulfilled and Messiah, the anointed one, was presented to Israel.He said that time was precisely, okay, was precisely the day the Lord Jesus Christ rose into Jerusalem, rode into Jerusalem on that donkey.
所以他是特别特别的，就因为他是警察嘛，所以他讲这个准确度啊，所以他研究完以后，他说呢，那。预言的就那一天呢，是哪一天呢？就是耶稣进耶路撒冷，骑驴进耶路撒冷的那一天呢，这个时间就到了，就像倒计时一样，490年，算到那一天，哪一天呢？耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷。
He said this prophecy wasn't fulfilled a day earlier.
他说这个预言呢，没有早一天应验。
And it wasn't fulfilled a day later.
也没有晚一天应验。
It was fulfilled precisely that day.
也是完完全全就在那一天，因为这些都是史实嘛，所以算得出来的。
And the Jewish people said, "Let's kill him."
然后是犹太人说呢，不行，我们杀了他。
It was less than a week later that they actually killed him.
的确呢，那一周不到以后啊，他们就杀了耶稣。
They resisted the Holy Spirit.
然后他们真的抵挡了。圣灵啊，抵挡了圣灵。
Stephen said, "That's your problem. You're just like your fathers. You're resisting the work of the Holy Spirit of God."
所以斯蒂凡在这就说呢，你们就跟你们的祖宗是一样的啊，就像当时那个犹太人也数四百年，数完了最后把摩西杀了。他说你们就跟你们祖宗一样，你们就是抵挡神的。
How do you think those people felt?
那你们觉得这个？人们会怎么想的？
They were angry.
他们很生气。
They had been convinced and convicted by the fact that they had killed God's promised deliverer.
因为借着这个很长的讲道，他们其实已经被说服了，其实也被定罪了。什么呢？他们杀了神差来的那个救赎主。
Back to Daniel chapter to Acts chapter 7.
那我们回到《使徒行传》的七章。
And we'll read verse 54. We'll read verse 54 together in English.
我们一起来读五十四节哈，用英文读一起。
When they heard this, they were furious. And gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.At this they covered their ears, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed,Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees, cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep. Well, what did they do for Stephen?
五十四节读到末尾哈，我们刚才读到六十节，他们怎么对待？斯蒂凡
They killed him the same way they killed Jesus.
他们杀了斯蒂凡一样的方式，就像他们杀了耶稣一样。
Was Stephen right when he said, "You always resist the Holy Spirit"?
斯蒂凡对没对呢？当斯蒂凡说你们总是抵挡圣灵。
And they proved it when they killed Jesus.
他们证明了。他们是抗拒圣灵的，当他们杀了耶稣的时候。
And they proved it again when they killed Stephen.
当他们又证明了他们就是抗拒圣灵的，当他们杀了斯蒂凡的时候。
What did they resist?
他们。
They resisted the evidence of the glory, and of the character, and of the miracles, and of the prophecy.
他们抵挡什么？他们抵挡了神的荣耀，他们抵挡了神，在神的子民里活出来的那个品格啊，他们也抵挡了神的预言啊，他们也抵挡了神的神迹。
Okay, so we live almost 2,000 years later.
那我们今天呢，活在了差不多两千年之后了。
What do we know today that should convince us?
那我们今天
to follow Jesus.
我们知道什么那能让我们也幸福去？相信去跟随耶稣基督呢
Okay. So, number one, do we have any evidence of the glory of God?
那第一呢，我们有没有神荣耀的证据呢？
Well, we got the same evidence that Abraham had as far as the sky is still the same. We just know far more about it than they did. So we've got just as much evidence. We've got more evidence now.
So we
the glory of God.
看见神的荣耀，我们只会比亚伯拉罕时代呢看见的更多，因为我们今天对整个神的创造、宇宙的了解，会比亚伯拉罕那个时代会更多。
All right, what about character?
那神品行呢
？Have you ever noticed that men and women of God have greater character than those who don't follow God?
你有没有注意到那真正跟随神重生得救的那些神的工人们的孩子们啊他活出来的那个品行和荣耀
That's what it should be
这就是应该你能看得见
And that's what it is
这就是他本来有的神本来有的
I've got a friend who tells this story
我有个朋友跟我讲过一个故事
He says there were two ladies on a bus one day.
有一天呢，一个公交车上有两个妇女。
And the first lady looked at the second lady.
第一个女士看另外一个女士。
I think she maybe chatted with her for a while.
他们两个跟她聊了一会儿。
And then the second lady got off the bus and walked into a church building.
那第二个人呢起来下车走向了一个教会
The first lady a week later walked into the church building
那第一前面那个说话的那个女士呢一周之后呢她也去了这个教会
And they said what are you doing here
然后别人就问她、哦、你来这里干什么
And she said I want to know what made that lady so nice
他说呢，我就是想了解一下是什么使我上周聊天的那个女士啊，如此的友好和就如此的有吸引力了。
When I was a little boy, there was another boy who came to Sunday school here at 16th Avenue Chapel.
那我还是个孩子的时候呢，另外有个孩子也经常来我这个教会的主日学，儿童主日学。
And somebody asked him a while later why he came to our Sunday school.
有的人呢会问他过一段时间啊，说你为什么来这边的儿童主日学呢
？And he said my mother wanted me to go there because she wanted me to be a nice boy like the other boys in that Sunday school.
他说我妈想让我来这里，因为呢她想让我成为另外一个男孩那样的好孩子，因为那个男孩就是在这里学习的。
God's men down through history, God's women down through history, they've been men and women of character.
所以神的孩子哈，他都是在历史上，他是一直这么下来的，他们都是要把神的品行活出来的那群人。
What about miracles? Are there evidences of miracles in our world, in our history? Are there miracles that God is still doing?
那神迹呢？我们今天是不是在这个时代依然看见了神的神迹呢
？The answer is yes. God is still doing miracles.
Yeah, 答案是是的，神今天依然在做他的神迹。
And you see the miracles in the things that He does, and you see the miracles in the people that He changes.
你会看见在他做的事情上有很多的神迹，在神做的事情上，同时呢。你更看见神在改变人上啊显出的神迹。
They're there, they're all around us. We just got to look to see them.
他们都在那里，你只要抬头看，就都看见了。
I think of the miracles of war. Miracles that happened during the war.
战争里啊，有很多的神迹。
And there are any number of such miracles. I've got a small book at home written by a man whose name is Sir William Darby.
那我在家里啊有一本书，他是 William Darby 达比弟兄写的一本书。
Okay, William Darby was a general in the British Army in the First World War and possibly even the Second World War.
He's a general.
general.
他是个将军啊，就打比。啊，这个达比弟兄呢，他是一个将军，他是英国的一个将军，他在一战甚至二战时候他都在哈。
He says that the British were fighting in the First World War, and they would win a battle, they would lose a battle, they would win a battle, they would lose a battle, back and forth it went.
然后他说呢，那时候呢，英国军队呢，就是总是赢和输之间哈，一会儿他们赢，一会儿他们输，就在一战的时候很焦灼。
Finally, the King of England said, I declare such and such a day to be a day of national prayer, and all the British people are to pray that God will allow us to win this terrible war.
然后那个突然呢，英国的国王哈，就说，我们宣布呢，哪一天，某一天呢，成为全国的祷告日，我们全国一起来求那永生神啊，让我们能够在这非常艰难的战争中啊能够胜出。
The British people prayed.
Amen.
然后整个国家啊，整个英国就真的祷告。
Amazingly, the weather started to change.
很神奇的是啊，这个天气开始变化。
And instead of the weather favoring the enemy, the weather started to favor the British people, the Allies.
那天气开始大大转向有利于就是盟国的这一边啊。
100 days later, Britain declared victory.
就在100天，就他们祷告日之后的100天，他们就胜利了。
The God of miracles has spoken.
那行神迹的神呢，今天依然在说话。
In the Second World War, the British were hanging on for their lives.
那二战的时候呢，同样啊，那英国命悬一线。
They planned an operation to cross the English Channel to France. I think it was called D-Day.And they were going to establish a beachhead in France from which they could carry an offensive against the Germans.
那个时候呢，战争也快结束了，他们必须要回到欧洲大陆的本土去啊，因为他们整个当时本土是沦陷的啊。那这个时候呢，要登陆是一个特别特别艰难的事，所以那一天呢，叫登陆日呢，叫 D-Day 啊。那登陆的时候，他们要建立一个滩头的阵地，然后从这个阵地开始，他才能这陆地部队才能推进啊，才能回到这个回到这个欧洲大陆去。
The problem is that the English Channel is very, very rough and stormy, and you can't get across the channel easily. It's a terrible body of water.
那问题就是呢，英吉利海峡啊，非常非常的，浪非常凶啊，就是很难，就也很顺利的跨过这个海峡。
The King of England declared a day of prayer.
然后呢，英国的国王又宣告了一个全国的祷告日。
He couldn't tell the people why. He just said the British people.Must pray, and they must pray on this day.
他不能告诉为什么大家要祷告，因为那是军事上的秘密啊。但他只能告诉大家这一天全国一起来祷告。
I can't remember. I think it was the next day, but it was close to the next day. The Allies went across the channel.
那我不记得了，也许是第二天，应该是就差不多是第二天的时候了。整个盟军呢，就跨过了这个海峡。
They needed so much, so many boats to cross the channel, that they basically said to the British people, "Anything that floats is going to help us go across the channel that day."
所以呢，他说呢，任何的英国的船只啊。你们都能够过来帮啊，帮助我们过去。
That particular day was one of the calmest days on the English Channel that there has ever been.
那一天是风平浪静的一天， 是非常非常平静的一天。
And the boats went across and back, no problem at all.
完完全全没有问题。
Our God is a God of miracles.
我们的神依然是行神迹的神。
Those are national miracles.
那这个是跟国家有相关的神迹。
You speak to people who know and love the Lord Jesus, they'll tell you miracles in their lives.
但是你只要跟身边那些信主得救的人去谈，他一定会告诉你他生命中神行的神迹。
Don't resist the miracles.
所以不要抵挡那神迹。
God alone is the one who can do miracles.If you don't know enough about them, ask some of your friends. Let us tell you more and more and more about the miracles of God. The libraries are filled with miracles that our Lord has performed down through the last centuries.
如果你愿意去读的话，那整个图书馆都是满的，就是神在过去的很长的时间里所行的神迹，人是说不完的。你只要去跟身边的人谈。活的他们一生中的神迹见证会非常非常的多。
What about prophecy?
那预言呢？
Can God still fulfill prophecy?
神是不是今天依然实现他的预言呢？
God said to Israel, If you reject me, I will drive you out of your country and you won't have Israel anymore.
神对以色列说，如果呢你离弃我，我会把你带出这块地啊，你不会再待在这个以色列地了。
The Lord Jesus said, You see this beautiful temple that he used to teach in so often. He says, The day is coming, there won't be one stone left upon another in this temple.
耶稣曾经指着以色列当时还在的那个圣殿说呢，非常宏大的一个圣殿，他说呢，你们离弃神的时候啊，会有这么一天，这个圣殿上啊，没有一块石头还在另外一个石头上。
He said that just before they killed him.
他说这个话呢，就是在他们杀了耶稣之前的时候。
It was just about 35 years later that the Roman general Titus.Came into the city of Jerusalem.
耶稣讲完这个话呢，他死了之后，差不多35年的时候，罗马将军呢，一个叫提多的罗马将军，就进了，攻进了耶路撒冷啊。
The city of Jerusalem had the temple in it, and the temple was gold-plated.
然后呢，这个时候这个圣殿哈，很多的东西都是镀金的啊，它外面镀了很多金。
That would be worth a lot of money.
那可好多钱的。
Gold-plated temple.
镀金的圣殿。
So he said to the people, "Don't set fire to the temple. We want the gold."
然后呢，他就说呢，那个将军说，不要烧了它，我们要这个金子。
So they conquered the city.
然后他们征服了这座城，打下了耶路撒冷。
But one of his men set fire to the temple.
但他的当下面的一个人还是让这个火烧起来了。
And of course, when the temple went up in flames, the gold melted.
所以呢，当火在圣殿烧的时候呢，那个金子就融化了，就流下来了。
And the temple was built of rocks, and so the gold ran into the seams between the rocks.
所以呢，你想当那个顶上那个金子啊，镀金的东西开始融化的时候呢？它会顺着什么流下来？它会顺着石头和石头之间的缝流下来。
So Titus said, "I want the gold."
但提多说呢，我要这个金子。
So they took every rock in the temple from the other rock in the temple, so they could get the gold between the rocks in the temple.
所以他们做了一件很有意思的事，他们把每一块石头都从另外一块石头上搬开，去把这个石头与石头缝当中的金子要去抠出来。
And there wasn't one stone left on another.
所以就变成了没有一块石头停在另外一块石头上。
That was in the year A.D. 70.
这就是发生在公元70年的事情。
Within another 50 years, almost every Jew had left the land of Israel.
差不多再过了50年，在公元70年之后，再过了50年，几乎所有的犹太人呢，都离开了这片土地啊。
But the Bible had also prophesied that God was going to bring them back to their land.
但圣经呢还做了预言，说神会把他们带回去。
So not only did he say, I'm going to take you from the land and I'm going to destroy your temple, but he said, I'm going to bring you back and I'm going to give you a new temple.
神说呢，我会借着你，因着你们的悖逆呢，我把你们带出去。但是呢，在末日呢，末世呢，我把他们带回来。不但这样呢，我还给你们一个新的圣殿。
How long were the Jewish people out of the land of Israel?
犹太人离开以色列地多少年了？
Answer, 1800 years.
1800年。
What happened after 1800 years?
1800年之后发生了什么？
God says, okay, now's the time for you to go back.
神说好，时间到了，那你们可以回去了。
And in an amazing way, at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, God began to bring the people back to the land of Israel.
用一个非常神奇的方式呢，在十九世纪的末尾，就是一八九几年开始，一直到二十世纪的初，这一段的时间呢，全世界的犹太人慢慢慢慢的呢，又开始回到那块地方去了。
How many Jews are there in Israel today?
那今天就在以色列地这块地方有多少犹太人呢？
6 million.
600万。
Okay. Can you figure out how on earth could God keep them out of the land for 1800 years and then bring them back again? 6 million of them are there today.
你说这怎么可能啊？就他们已经跑出去1800年了，怎么最后又带回去，还能带回去600万人？
Do you believe in prophecy?
你相不相信神的预言？
I've got a friend who tells me this. He said, I became a Christian when I realized what God has done in modern Israel.
所以有一个人跟我说，他说我相信基督，我成为基督徒是因为当我意识到今天神在现代以色列所做的这些事情的时候。
He said, I would believe the Bible if there were no other evidence than the fact that God restored the land of Israel to the Jews in precise in the precise order of the prophetic pattern. It's all there in the Bible. We don't have enough time to go into it tonight, but that's where it is.
所以他说呢，我相信这个就是因为当我看见圣经，我发现完完全全就跟圣经讲的一样，神依然今天在以色列这个国家身上所做的是一模一样，他把他们再带回去，所以他因此就完全信服圣经的预言是真的。
Who has more evidence to believe the Holy Spirit? The brothers of Joseph in his day, the Jewish people in the days of Moses, the Jewish people in the days of the Lord Jesus, or us today? Who's got the most evidence?
谁有最多的证据啊？我们有比一下四群人啊。第一群是约瑟时代的他的哥哥们啊。第二群呢是摩西时代和那当时的以色列人。第三是耶稣时代和当时的以色列人。第四是我们这些人，谁的证据最多？我们的证据最多。
Why us?
为什么是我们？
Because we've got all the historical evidence.
因为我们有一切所有历史已经发生了的证据。
And we've got all the contemporary evidence of all of the Christians around who will say, listen, I saw it, I proved it.
然后我们今天依然有活着的基督徒啊，我们说告诉你，这我看见了，这是真的。
If you lived in the days of Jesus, you'd probably say, well, my problem is I didn't live in Galilee, I didn't live in Jerusalem, I lived down on the sea coast in Joppa, I never even saw the Lord Jesus.
那你如果活在耶稣时代呢，你可能会说，哎呀，我也没有活在耶稣身边的那个加利利地区啊，或者耶路撒冷地区，我就约帕那个海边活生活的，我没见过耶稣啊。
And other people would say, okay, but I was there, and they would go to Joppa, and they would tell you and your friends all about the stories of Jesus, just like we do today. We say, I saw it, I heard it, I'm going to tell you what I learned.
那但是呢，会有在耶稣一路跟着他的人呢，他们会旅行到约帕去啊，会跟约帕当地的人都讲，哎，耶稣是怎么样的，他们经历就跟我们今天是一样的。
But we've got the Bible that they didn't have.
但是呢，我们今天有圣经啊，他们当时没有。
And we've got hundreds of years of history that they didn't have.
我们有整个几百年上千年的历史他们没有的。
And so the book of Hebrews has a verse that goes like this, Hebrews chapter 12, and it says we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, so many witnesses that they're just like a cloud around us.
所以希伯来书十二章是这么来讲这种见证的，他说我们身边啊有像云彩般的见证围绕我们的。
What is Stephen's great sermon? Don't resist the Spirit of God.
那斯蒂凡这个特别好的这个讲道在讲什么呢？不要抗拒圣灵。
Others did. They were very, very foolish. We've got to make sure we don't resist the Spirit.
那些抗拒圣灵的人，他们真的做了很愚蠢的决定。我盼望我们不去做这愚蠢的决定。
All right. Well, that's Stephen's sermon for today.
这是斯蒂凡的讲道哈，我今天的我们分享的。
We have 10 seconds for questions.
我们还有几秒钟哈，时间。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the evidence.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为这一切的证据。
Peter said, "We haven't followed cunningly devised fables. We saw him."
主啊，就像彼得说的，我们跟随的不是那些虚谎的话语，我们看见了他。
And we say the same thing, Lord. We haven't followed cunningly devised fables. We know this is the truth.
我们也今天也一样，我们信从的不是虚谎的话语，我们看见这就是真理。
Lord, may each of us be humble enough to respond to the truth rather than to resist the Spirit of God.
主啊，盼望每一个人真的谦卑的来回应这真理，而不是抗拒它。
So we thank you now, Lord.Pray that you'll bless each one of us. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们要谢谢您，也求您祝福我们在座的每一位。祷告奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.